The Balm of Abdul, Wednesday, May 1, 1912. The Chicago Daily Tribune. We have with us at present Abdu'l-Bahá Abbas, son of Baha'u'lláh, Glory of God, third prophet of the Baha'is, on a mission. As missions go, it is not an old one, in the specific form in which Abdu'l-Bahá brings it to us. It was declared first by Mirza Ali Muhammad, who was born in Shiraz, Persia, in 1819, and who was shot at Tabriz 6 years after he had become a prophet. It was carried on by Baha'u'lláh, Glory of God, who passed most of a hard life in prison or in exile. The mission thus tempestuously born is one of universal brotherhood and peace, a universal religion of interracial amity. From Baha'u'lláh, the torch was passed to Abdu'l-Bahá, his son. And thus it comes to Chicago, the prophet being on a tour which has carried him to the Baha'is in Europe and America. It is a noble mission, even if one will not progress according to its merits. The prophet finds us given over to wrath and contention, suspicious of our neighbors, and vexed within ourselves. The mind is not slow to anger, nor are causes and provocations lacking. It is moving time. The Mexicans rage to the south, and politics bubbles, as it were, in a cauldron over a hot fire. Possibly there will be a balm in Abdu'l-Bahá to soothe sore, disturbed minds and iron out the kinks in tempers. That as it may be, but Abdu'l-Bahá is welcome in our midst with the mission declared by Mirza Ali Muhammad.